Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of Vast Entertainment. I'm your host, Tammy Jones Gibbs, broadcasting live from the NYC. For the next hour, I'm going to give you the latest entertainment news on Ken John, Eddie Murphy, Janet Jackson, Bad Bunny, George Segal, and a whole lot more. Let's get started. Roll it.
J.A.G. Up on the blog and I'm chilling up in NYC. Up on the train and the radio is all I need. Interviews and celeb news, I let deep into entertainment. Who became famous? Number one source of pop culture. Radio or not, we gon' chase it. That's entertainment. Save adolescents from the ghetto town of stages. Gotta make a change in that's entertainment. Wednesdays afternoon at 1 p.m. So baby, don't forget to tune. The Benz is nice, the Jags is the better cruise. There is no karma win cause we plan to lose. Smooth, just like that. Tammy Jones doing best, come on, just know that. Been blessed by the Lord once, wait on that. Blog radio, your speakers better be on max. Real facts, if it's whack, we don't speak on that. Just celebrity news, a news feed and a melody tune. So Tammy, you back up me, I back up you. That's entertainment for your head, baby, just come through. She's on air now.
If you are just tuning in for the first time, you're listening to another edition of That's Entertainment. I'm your host, Tammy Jones Gibb, where every week I bring in the latest in entertainment news, celebrity news, and pop culture. If you like the show and you want to know more about it, make sure you click on the follow-up button on top of the show page, and that way it'll send you a reminder when I broadcast live. Also, if you want to make a comment about any of today's stories, give me a call. The call-in number is 347-637-2656, and press the number 1. That's 347-637-2656, and press the number 1. Also, like us on Facebook. We have a Facebook page. Just go to www.facebook.com/thatsentertainment.radio. Follow us on Twitter at thatsentertain1. And you can also follow me on Twitter at Stiletto14, Stiletto like the shoe, Stiletto, and the number 14. You can also follow me on Instagram at T Jones Gibbs. Right now, the current temperature in the NY is a cloudy 55 degrees. Before I get started with the show today, I'd like to give a shout-out to all my listeners out there. Thank you for once again for taking the time and hanging out with me on this Wednesday afternoon. So how's everybody doing? You know, we have this week and next week, and then the month of March is over. You know, March is Women's History Month, and throughout the month of March, we all celebrate women all over the world, all over the country, with their businesses, making a difference in society, philanthropists, everyone out there who's making a difference in the world. So shout out to all the women out here celebrating the whole month of March. This week we're going to be talking about giving back, and we also talking about the latest race with when it comes to Asian Americans out here being targeted because this hate against Asian Americans and just Asians in general because people out here think that the Asians are responsible for the coronavirus. I mean, it happened in China, but it just was a disease that happened, a virus that happened, and now, and it also, too, it doesn't help that our former president, Donald Trump, is going around calling it the Wuhan virus and the Chinese virus. That don't help, and I think that's very ignorant. So a lot of people are just thinking that, oh, every time they see an Asian person, they got to attack them or go after them or push them down, stab them, slap them in the face. But one actor, just recently we had the shooting in Atlanta with the Korean women who were working at the spa who were shot. And we have actor Ken John, who is also Korean-American, and he has donated money to the family of 5 of those people that was killed in the shooting earlier this month. We're going to be talking about that. Eddie Murphy said that he will not revive his role as Axel Foley in another Beverly Hills Cop film. And I'll tell you, if for it to happen, I'll tell you what they need to do. And Janet Jackson, you know, she's coming out with a documentary in 2022. And a lot of people are feeling anxious about it. There's rumors going around that maybe her family might be a little worried about what she's going to be talking about, whether she's going to be talking about her late father, Joe Jackson. But they're saying that the fans are expected for her to spill never-before-heard details of her relationship with her late brother, Michael. She's supposed to also talk about details about her divorce from Wissam Almana and their custody battle. So it's supposed to be hitting, debuting sometime in 2022. I'll tell you more about it. Bad Bunny is hoping to, he's going to get into the wrestling ring. He is going to be up against The Miz. And I'll tell you, he's always been a fan of pro wrestling. Didn't know that. And I'll tell you why he's going to be doing this. He's supposed to be, it's supposed to take place. Matter of fact, it just took place, I think. No, I'm sorry. It's supposed to take place during WrestleMania, and that's going to be in April 10th and 11th. So I'm going to tell you his love for pro wrestling when it started and how he has had a couple of wrestling stars in his music videos, I think. So I'll talk about that. And TV and movie veteran George Segal has died. You know him as the grandfather in The Goldbergs. He died suddenly at the age of 87 from complication from bypass surgery. So we're going to be talking about his life and all his what he did throughout his career. And also Prince fans like myself, you know, can't believe it. Next month in April will be the 5th anniversary of his death. But guess what? The Paisley Park compound are doing something really special to celebrate mark the 5th anniversary of his death, and I'll tell you what that's going to be. So without further ado, let's get started. Ken John has donated $50,000 to the family of five of the people killed in the Atlanta shooting early this month. The shooting took place at a multiple massage parlors in Atlanta and one in the suburb, killing eight people in total. A 21-year-old white man has since been charged with eight counts of murder and an aggravated assault charge. Following the tragedy, numerous GoFundMe pages were set up for the families of the victim, with the Massinger judge, John, donating $5,000 amounts to the campaign for the family of Soon Chung Park, Young John Grant, Suncha Kim, Zaji Tan, and Young Yu, Delana, Ashley Young, Paul Andre, Michaels, and Daiyu Feng were also killed in the shooting. Now, John, whose parents migrated from South Korea to the U.S., also posted on his Twitter account about the fundraising campaign, as well as sharing a video featuring himself alongside other Asian American actors, including Lou Diamond Phillips, calling for an end to anti-Asian racism. And, you know, it's getting really bad. Also here in New York City, we have a very heavy Asian population, not just in Manhattan and Chinatown, but also in Queens and Flushing, where we call that Little Korea. There's been a lot of hate crimes here in New York City. And just recently, a woman who was going to an Asian rally against this, about the hashtag against hate against an Asian, she was on her way to a rally, and a man just punched her in the face, took her sign, and it was just terrible. And it's just, you know, and a couple of years ago, when the coronavirus started happening, and there was the heavy Jewish community here in New York, there was a lot of complaints where they were not social distancing, they were also not wearing their masks, and there was a hate crime against Jews here in New York as well. So it's just, you know, Ken John has said it best. We don't have, he said, quote, that he doesn't have a cure for racism, but he said, but we can always talk with each other, learn from each other, educate each other, and stop this Wuhan, saying things like that, Wuhan virus, China virus, because it's just making it worse. It's very ignorant. And I blame Donald Trump for that as well. You know, stop putting saying things like that. You remember he was putting things like that on Twitter, and stop saying that because you're just making it worse. Eddie Murphy said that he won't be revising his role as Axel Foley in another Beverly Hills Cop film unless the script is perfect. A fourth movie in the action comedy franchise has been in development at Netflix for years, but Eddie insists he is in no rush to start work on the project, and he has yet to see a script he likes. The funny man who recently dropped the sequel to another beloved film, Coming to America, told DeSouz and Merrill that he said, quote, they've been trying to make another Beverly Hills Cop for 15 years now. Right now Netflix has it, and they're trying to develop a script. That's what we're supposed to be doing next, but I'm not doing nothing until the script is right, unquote. Now, Bad Boys for Life directors Adil El Arbi and Bilal Fallah are helming the revival of the franchise, and they confirmed last year that a first draft of the script was being written. The original Beverly Hills Cop was released in 1984. It followed Axel, a strong, smart Detroit cop who pursued his friend murderer to Beverly Hills, California. Directed by Martin Brest, it has Judge Reinhold, John Ashton, Lisa Elbacher, Ronnie Cox, and Steven Berkoff in its cast ensemble. Two sequels, Beverly Hills Cop 2 and Beverly Hills Cop 3, came out in 1987 and 1994, respectively. The Jackson may have reasonable reason to be feeling anxious about Janet Jackson's upcoming documentary. The famous family is reportedly freaking out over the prospect of what the 1980s, 90s pop queen will reveal in the planned movie. A source tells OK Magazine that Janet is freaking out as well as they should be, since she will tell it all, including the good, bad, and the ugly of her family. The family is reporting most worry about what the That's the Way Love Goes will speak of her late father, Joe Jackson, who was accused of bullying her and her siblings. Father Joe Jackson, he had bullied Janet and made her feel like she was nothing without him, but her siblings say they had it much worse. Now, the source additionally claimed that fans can't expect her to spill never-before-heard details of her relationship with her late brother, Michael Jackson. The two seemed to be close in front of public and were supportive of each other's career, but the source says that Janet adored Michael but admit his lifestyle was bizarre. Not only will the 54-year-old award-winning entertainer dish on her family, she will share details about her divorce from Wissam Amana, and their custody battle. The documentary, tentatively titled Janet, will hit the small screen to coincide with the 40th anniversary of her debut album. The movie is a joint project between Lifetime and A&E, and the film is confirmed to be 4 hours long, and it will air across two nights. No exact date is set as of now, but is scheduled to debut sometime in 2022. The documentary will chronicle her musical success as well as her tumultuous private life, according to a press release, and the reclusive star will discuss her controversial 2004 Super Bowl appearance with Justin Timberlake, where she flashed her breasts, and the death of her brother Michael. And Deadline sources previously claimed that bosses at British production company Worker Bee have been filming Janet for over 3 years and have been granted exclusive access to archival footage, which will appear in the film. Bad Bunny is hoping to beat wrestler The Miz in a match at the upcoming WrestleMania 37. The Puerto Rican rapper has found himself in the middle of rising tension with Miz, which came to a head during WWE Raw on Monday night, March 22nd, when Bunny smashed a guitar over Miz's head. No, I'm sorry, over his back, Miz's back. And after the antagonizing display, Bunny grabbed the mic and told Miz, quote, you know what, I'll accept your challenge, B. I will see you at WrestleMania, unquote. Now, WrestleMania takes place on April 10th and 11th, beginning at 8 p.m. Eastern on Peacock in the U.S. and the WWE Network elsewhere around the world. Now, Bunny's love of pro wrestling has long been documented, with the star delighted to perform his tune Booker T at the Royal Rumble WWE event last month. Also last month, Bad Bunny became the unexpected holder of the 24/7 championship belt, a prize that can be won at any point joined by wrestlers and non-wrestlers alike after he pinned pro wrestler Akira Tozawa on WWE's Raw. It started when the artist's backstage interview with the WWE star Damian Priest was interrupted by Tozawa as the Japanese star took down R-Truth in a bid to take the 24/7 belt. In return, Tozawa was slammed by Priest, who then encouraged Bunny to pin Tozawa and claim the prize. The Grammy winner also showed his love for wrestling in his music and recruited wrestling stars like Ric Flair and Stone Cold Steve Austin for cameo appearance in his music video. Right now we have 15 minutes after the hour. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to another edition of That's Entertainment. Every week, every Wednesday afternoon between 1 to 2 p.m., I bring you the latest in entertainment news, celebrity news, and pop culture. If you like the show and you want to know more about it, make sure you click on the follow-up button on top of the show page, and that way it'll send you a reminder when I broadcast live. Also, make sure you follow us on social media, on Twitter at That's Entertain 1, T-H-A-T-S Entertain, and the number 1. You can also check us out on Facebook at www.facebook.com/That's Entertainment.radio. You can also follow me on Twitter at Stiletto14, Stiletto like the high heel shoe, S-T-I-L-E-T-T-O and the number 14. And you can also follow me on Instagram at T-Jones-Gibbs. TV and movie veteran George Segal has died. He was 87 years old. The actor's wife, Sonia, confirmed the sad news yesterday, Tuesday, March 23rd, revealing that the Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf star passed away due to complications from bypass surgery. Segal's longtime manager and friend, Abe Hotch, has since issued a statement mourning the passing of the actor. He said, quote, "I am saddened by the fact that my close friend and client of many years has passed away. I will miss his warmth, humor, camaraderie, and friendship. He was a wonderful human," unquote. Now, Segal, who was born in Long Island, New York in 1934, started out on the stage after a military stunt and made his movie debut in 1961's The Young Doctors. His film credit also includes Ship of Fools, King Rat, The Owl and the Pussycat, A Touch of Class, Fun with Dick and Jane, and California Split, but his most notable role came in Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, for which he landed an Oscar nod for his role as Nick, opposite Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Burton. Now, Segal famously dropped out of Blake Edwards' hit film 10, leaving the late Dudley Moore to land the lead role. Years after his movie career dried up, Segal found success on TV in the comedy series Just Shoot Me and The Goldbergs. He received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame on his 83rd birthday in 2017. And throughout his career, he also collected 5 Golden Globes nominations. Segal was married 3 times. He first tied the knot with film editor Marion Sobel, with whom he shared 2 daughters, in 1956. Their 26 years of marriage ended in a divorce in 1983. He then wedded music manager Linda Rogoff until her death in 1996, and he remained married to his high school sweetheart, Sonia Schultz Greenbaum, until time of his death. May George Segal rest in peace. Prince fans have been invited to mark the 5th anniversary of the music icon's death with a free visit to his Paisley Park compound. That's right, a free visit. The Purple Rain hitmaker passed away at his Chanhassen, Minnesota estate in April of 2016. And on the upcoming anniversary, officials are throwing open the doors to the superstar's former home turned museum for devotees to pay their respects in the atrium. A statement read saying, quote, "On the 5th anniversary of the passing of the incomparable Prince, Paisley Park, his home and creative sanctuary, is opening its door for fans to pay tribute and celebrate his life," unquote. They also added that guests are also welcome to leave flowers, mementos, and other memorable items in front of the love symbol statue outside the Paisley Park main entrance. Advance reservations are required to attend this special event, while an online memorial will also be available to fans unable to be there in person via Paisley Park official site. Prince died from an accidental overdose of opioid fentanyl. He was remembered by family and friends in a private memorial service taking place at the Kingdom Hall of Jehovah Witness in May the same year. And by August, it was announced that his famous Paisley Park home will be turned into a museum and open for public tours starting in October. Los Angeles prosecutors are considered filing criminal charges against those responsible for supplying the drugs which contributed to the death of Bobby Brown's son. Coroners recently ruled Bobby Brown Jr. died after ingesting a deadly cocktail of drugs and alcohol on November 18, 2020, when he was found unresponsive at his home. In addition to booze, investigators found traces of cocaine and fentanyl in his system and ruled his passing accidental. However, the involvement of drugs prompted police to open a criminal investigation into the 28-year-old's untimely demise, and the case is currently being weighed up by prosecutors, although no arrests have been made to date. Specific details about the case have not been released, but according to TMZ, authorities became involved after learning about the presence of narcotics, which drug dealers are known to cut with powerful painkiller fentanyl to get users hooked. Now, Bobby Jr. is the second child the former New Edition star has had to mourn. He also lost his daughter, Bobby Christina Brown, in July of 2015, 6 months after she was found unresponsive in a bathtub in her Atlanta, Georgia home and placed in a medical-induced coma. She was also found to have toxic level of alcohol and cocaine in her system. Bobby Christina's mother, Brown ex-wife Whitney Houston, died in an eerie similar situation in 2012. Bobby Brown has five other children. Bobby Jr. was his second child with his ex-girlfriend, Kim Ward, and whom he also shared a daughter named La Princia. And Claudia Jordan has responded after Gary Owen's estranged wife dragged her into the couple's divorce. That's right, Gary Owen and his wife are getting a divorce. Taking to Instagram on Monday, March 22nd, the actress model denied any involvement in the comedian and his wife Kenya Duke's split, calling Kenya claim about her stupid, weird, and messy. The talk show host admitted to feeling aggravated that Kenya choose to air out her allegation against Claudia. The 47-year-old says she had reached out to a friend of Kenya's so that they can talk woman to woman and not to play this in front of everybody. But before the speculation goes even wilder, Claudia stressed that she had nothing to do with Gary and Kenya's divorce, and she don't have a friend in Dallas or anywhere that is his mistress. And she said she don't know any woman that is his mistress, and she said in a lengthy video that all my girls are in a relationship or married. She said all her girlfriends. So Claudia's clarification comes in the wake of Kenya's post in which she called out Gary for allegedly cheating on her with a Texas woman. Kenya also alleged that the former cast member of The Real Housewives of Atlanta might have had something to do with it, claiming that Gary's mistress is Claudia's friend. She then made it clear that her anger wasn't directed at Claudia, but instead her friend, as she added the hashtag not Claudia, hashtag Claudia friend, hashtag dragging me back to 98th MacArthur Street mindset. It was previously reported that Kenya filed for divorce from Gary after 18 years of marriage. She reportedly filed the papers on Friday, March 19th in Los Angeles County Superior Court. It's unclear when Gary and Kenya, who have three adult children, son Emilio and Austin, and a daughter named Kennedy, separated before she filed for divorce, but she last posted about the funny man on July 26, 2020, to mark his 46th birthday. Meanwhile, there's a gossip of the city reported that Gary was cheating on Kenya prior to her divorce filing. The gossip blog posted a screenshot of a DM he sent to Kenya, which it claimed to have a video of him asking a girl for her phone number to prove his alleged infidelity, which may help Kenya in court. Gary has neither spoken up on his split from Kenya nor responded to the cheating allegations. You know, I had the privilege to interview Gary Owen. Gary Owen was a guest on my show several years back, and Claudia was also a guest on my show several years back. If you want to go and check the archives of those interviews, you can always check the archives right here on Blog Talk Radio. I know Claudia from her days as a model. She was also on and when we had the interview, I was telling her, I remember her being in Joe's video, you know, the R&B singer Joe, and she was doing Celebrity Apprentice, you know, Donald Trump's show. And now she went on to do several other jobs. She also was on The Real Housewives of Atlanta. She also had was a host of Ricky Smiley's show down there in Atlanta, and now she has her own. Right now she's currently hosting the hit show called Cocktails with the Queens, which feature Vivica A. Fox, Selena Johnson, and Lisa Ray McCoy, which airs every Monday at 6 p.m. Pacific time and 9 p.m. Eastern. She also hosts her own show, Out Loud with Claudia Jordan, every Tuesday through Friday at 6 p.m. Pacific and 9 p.m. Eastern. You know, Claudia was a former Miss USA. She was at the top 10. She finished as a Miss USA, and she went on also to work on number of TV shows like Deal or No Deal, The Price is Right, and again like Celebrity Apprentice, and she's such a nice person. And I also had the privilege to interview Gary Owen, and I remember talking with Gary, and he was getting ready to go on a comedy tour. Shaquille O'Neal does a once a year. He was at the time was doing these comedy show with famous comedians, and they were going on the road, and it was just a blast to have Gary here on this show. So I'm sorry to hear that he and his wife are divorcing, because once again, Gary was very nice. I enjoy interviewing Gary, very funny guy, and it's just a shame. It's just a shame. Right now we have here 27 minutes after the hour. Coming up, we're going to be talking about Matthew McConaughey. He did a benefit in Texas to raise money for those people who were still recovering from that winter storm. Also, actors Jessica Biel and Mark Hamill, they're leading a call for tighter gun control laws in the wake of the latest mass shooting in Boulder, Colorado. And also, fans will be happy with a new announcement by Disney. I'll tell you what that's going to be. And Vin Diesel, the young little boy that's going to be playing his son in the up-and-coming Fast and Furious 9 movie is really his son. I'll tell you more about it. And singer Dua Lipa, I guess you can say Grammy Award-winning Dua Lipa, she's thinking about moving into acting. All those stories and more coming up in the next half hour, so don't go anywhere.
So if you're trying to Tune in to That's Entertainment, the number one source for entertainment news and pop culture every Wednesday afternoon with your host, Tammy Jones Gibbs, right here on Blog Talk Radio.
Right now, we got 26 minutes left remaining in the show. Anderson .Paak and Bruno Mars got another hit on their hands. That was Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak in Leave the Door Open. They performed this new group called Silk Sonic. That's their new music. Beautiful song. They're going, doing like a throwback to like the 70s groove, that 70s R&B, 80s R&B. So it's definitely a hit. Before we went to the music break, I was telling you about Matthew McConaughey. His star-studded Texas Storm benefit has ranked in, get this, $7.7 million and counting to aid in the recovery effort in his home state. The Oscar winner and his wife, Camila Alves, co-host the We're Texas, the virtual event on Sunday, March 21st, to raise money for those affected by the devastation caused by Winter Storm Uri last month, with special guests including Willie Nelson, Post Malone, Jamie Foxx, Miranda Lambert, Kelly Clarkson, Megan Thee Stallion, the Jonas Brothers, Renee Zellweger, Selena Gomez, and Woody Harrelson. And you notice all those celebrities are originally from Texas. Well, the Jonas Brothers were originally from Jersey, but they moved to Texas. More than 500,000 people had tuned in to watch the show since it premiered on McConaughey's YouTube channel and Texas Spectrum News 1. And the online fundraiser, which is still available to view, has continued to inspire people to dig deep, with $7.7 million raised by Tuesday as donations continue to pour in. And actors Jessica Biel and Mark Hamill are leading calls for tighter gun control laws in the wake of the latest U.S. mass shooting in Boulder, Colorado. A 21-year-old man has been accused of using a semi-automatic rifle to open fire in a local supermarket on Monday, March 22nd, killing 10 people, including a Boulder police officer. The tragedy emerged less than a week after 8 people were killed by a lone gunman in the Atlanta, Georgia massage parlor massacre, and the latest shooting spree has fired up gun control activists. The mother of two posted on Twitter, this is what Jessica Biel said. She said, quote, "My heart is with the family affected by the tragedy in Boulder. While we still don't have all of the information, one thing is very clear. We need hashtag gun reform now. Enough is enough." And Star Wars icon Mark Hamill also used social media to call for hashtag universal background checks, as he demands Hashtag ban assault weapon now after sharing a drawing of a Colorado map and adding a string of broken heart emojis. And President Joe Biden urged members of Congress to pass gun reform legislations now. And former First Ladies Michelle Obama and Hillary Clinton expressed heartache at the senseless killings and voiced support for laws to curb gun violence. Similar calls were made by Nancy Sinatra and newswoman Maria Shriver, while tributes to the lives lost in the attack came from the likes of comedian Wanda Sykes, rapper Juicy J, pop duo Ali and AJ, and country superstar Luke Bryan. You know, here in the United States, we've been trying to get this situation under control since President Obama was in the White House after the shooting at the school in Connecticut, the club in Florida. And it's just, I don't know, what is it going to take? I guess a lot of these congresspeople, senators, they hear this, and it's like it just rolls over their shoulders. And unless they are affected by it personally, that's when it's like they just hear another statistic and it's like, okay, just another gun shooting. But what is it going to take? Is it going to take for thousands of, and I forgot about the shooting in Las Vegas with the country concert with the country singer in Las Vegas. I mean, what is it going to take? But I'm telling you, a lot of these congressmen that feel that you're taking away people's rights to own guns, you're trying to change the Second Amendment. It ain't all about that. Nobody's trying to take away your guns. I just don't understand why Americans care more about their damn guns than they do people. Seriously, it ain't about that. It's about people's lives being just taken for no apparent reason. And I'm telling you, they're not going to get it together until they are affected personally or a particular group of people who are going to run out here to get their gun license, and then all of a sudden, okay, then now they're going to take it seriously. And you know what I'm talking about, but I'm not going to go there today. Fans seemingly will be happy with a new announcement by Disney. In a tweet on Tuesday, March 24th, Disney revealed that Black Widow arrived on both theaters and its streaming service, Disney Plus, at the same time. Black Widow it will be in theaters July 9th and on Disney Plus with premiere access. Additional fee required, so Disney official Twitter account, that's what they tweeted. Fans must have a premium subscription to watch the Scarlett Johansson lead Marvel movie. And in addition to the premium subscription, fans need to pay an additional $30 charge for premiere access. Black Widow isn't the only movie which experienced a new chain. Emma Watson's Cruella has been set to premiere on Disney Plus and open in theaters at the same time. The live-action flicks based on the character Cruella de Vil will arrive as scheduled on May 28th, and fans, however, have to wait a little bit as Black Widow has been pushed back 2 months and will debut on July 9th from its original premiere date on May 7th. Vin Diesel's 10-year-old son, Vincent Sinclair, is joining the Fast and Furious family. According to editors, Vincent will be joining the cast of Fast and Furious 9, where he'll play a younger version of character Dominique Toretto, who is played by his father. Now, Vincent, whose mother is Vin's partner, Paloma Jimenez, has already reportedly filmed a scene in late 2019 when he was 9 and was paid $1,005 a day. A younger Dominic was previously seen in Furious 7 with the character played in the 2015 film by actor Alex McGee. The youngster will make his debut in the new film, which will be released on June 25th after multiple delays because of the COVID-19 health crisis. Last Thursday, Vin took to Instagram to confirm that F9 new release date, sharing a short clip of a car speeding away from an explosion with the new date written over it. The upcoming ninth installment is directed by Justin Lin. It will see Vin Diesel return with the likes of Michelle Rodriguez, Tyrese Gibson, Ludacris, Jordana Brewster, Natalie Emmanuel, Sung Kang, Helen Mirren, and Charlize Theron. Meanwhile, John Cena is among the new additions. Rumor has it that the action movie series is bidding farewell with the 11th installment. Justin Lin is reportedly in talks to return as director for the 10th and 11th movie that will bring a close to the will bring the franchise to a close. I'm sorry, the little boy in the movie is supposed to play a younger version, not his son. If that's what I thought he was playing his son. His real life son was playing his son in the movie, but no, it's saying that his son, his real son, will play a younger version of his character, Dominique Toretto. Oscar nominees have been warned that the connecting to the Academy Awards via video link is not an option. The ceremony will take place next month. In April, as a in-person event, with organizers opting to treat it as an active movie set with various coronavirus safety measures in place. In a letter sent out to over 200 nominees on the shortlist on Thursday, March 18, producers detailed the great length they were going to in a bid to stage a safe and enjoyable evening. While producers acknowledge some may be uneasy about it being an in-person event at Los Angeles Union Station, a bit with additional show elements live from the Dolby Theater in Hollywood, they sought to offer reassurance. And they want to set the tone with a pre-show gathering immediately before the ceremony. The letter also touched on the night's dress code, stressing casual attire would not be welcome. The Godzilla vs. Kong director revealed that Travolta and Cage are interested in the the Oscar nominees, they're going to do a in-person event at the Oscars, and they're going to follow a lot of safety precautions, and they want everybody to have a safe and enjoyable evening, so we're looking forward to the Oscars this year. Also, The Falcon and the Winter Soldier has broken Disney Plus records. They were becoming the streaming service most watched series premiere. The Marvel spinoff starring Anthony Mackie and Sebastian Stan debuted on Friday, March 19, and it drew more viewers over the weekend than the hit WandaVision and the 2 seasons of The Mandalorian. The site bosses have not released specific viewing figures, but confirmed that the premiere of The Falcon and the Winter Soldier is bigger than that of WandaVision, which wrapped its first season earlier this month. Disney bosses have more Marvel content planned for the streamer. Loki will drop in June, while Hawkeye and Ms. Marvel is expected to debut later in 2021. David Hasselhoff is heading to German TV to play a fictionalized version of himself in a new series. The Baywatch star will appear in Z Network alongside German actor Henry Hubschen, who will also play a heightened version of himself, with the show described as an international conspiracy story. Z Network, produced for RTL streaming service TV Now, will see David land the lead role in a German stage show, only to be plunged into the center of a conspiracy of former Cold War assassins, while the fabric of reality seemed to break down around him. Now, David, who will also serve as the executive producer, said of the show that Knight Rider was incredibly successful for both him and RTL, and returning now 30 years later to do a cutting-edge series and work with the RTL again is a dream come true. The series is funny, deadly, creative, and informative, simply exciting. Fact or fiction, you decide. This won't be the first time the star had played a fictional version of himself. He did the same in Hoff the Record, a sitcom which ran for two seasons from 2015 on UK's TV channel Dave. He also appeared in the 2017 movie Killing Hasselhoff, in which Ken Jeong portrayed a cash-strapped nightclub owner who hired a hitman to kill the star in a bid to win a celebrity death pool and revive his fortunes. Jamie Foxx's portrayal of Mike Tyson is set to hit the small screen as a limited series. The project, which began life as a movie in 2014, will be produced for the small screen by Foxx, who will play the boxer and executive produced by movie-making heavyweight Antoine Fuqua and Martin Scorsese. Terrence Winter was initially on board to write the screenplay, but newcomer Colin Preston has now been primed to pin the series. Foxx impressed fight fans last summer when he showed off his bulk-up physique as he got into character to play Tyson in shots posted online. At the time, he shared that the transformation begins. This is what he said on social media. Finding Mike is no secret that I have been suing the Mike Tyson biopic for some time. People always ask me when it's going to happen. Things have finally lined up, unquote. He isn't the only limited series focused on the fearsome heavyweight, but the only one backed by Tyson himself. The boxer recently lashed out at Hulu executives after they revealed that they had ordered a series titled Iron Mike from I, Tonya screenwriter and director Craig Gillespie and executive producer by Margot Robbie and Karen Gitz. And production on Sharon Osbourne's show, The Talk, has been shelved for another week as TV bosses continue to investigate a live-on-air spat between the Brit and co-host Cheryl Underwood. The pair fell out over Sharon's defense of newsman pal Piers Morgan's attack on the Duchess of Sussex when Underwood attempted to suggest his comments about the royal tabloid torment made on Good Morning Britain were racist. Clearly upset, Sharon demanded an explanation from Cheryl, insisting her outburst and feared that she was a racist for stating that Morgan was paid to have an opinion. Following the awkward standoff on March 10th, episode former The Talk co-host Holly Robinson-Pee and Liam Remini turned on Osbourne and claimed they had heard her use racially insensitive and homophobic language behind the scenes on the show. That's when they were on The Talk as hosts. Sharon responded by calling the allegation a setup and defiantly telling her distractors to F off. The whole drama prompted CBS bosses to shut down The Talk and put the show on hiatus for a week. That week has now been extended, and now no official return date has been set. The TV bosses continue to investigate the heated exchange between Osbourne and Underwood. Right now, we have here 11 more minutes left remaining in the show. I'm going to take another music break, and I'll be back with the last remaining stories of the day, so don't go anywhere. And also, I'm going to give a shout-out to VorpalByte3. Hi, thank you for joining. Hi, from the chat room. Thank you again for listening to the show. So don't go anywhere. A music break right now. Thank you. I'm feeling that groove. That's from Van Jess and Slow Down. We only got 7 minutes left remaining in the show. And for the last remaining stories of the day, new mom Meghan Trainor has scored a dream come true deal to develop and star in her own sitcom. The All About That Bass singer has signed with NBC Universal Television and streaming entertainment bosses for a comedy series, according to Variety. Meghan's deal will also include other potential projects across scripted and unscripted content for U.S. outlets, including Bravo, E!, Oxygen, and NBC. CU news streaming site Peacock. The news comes just over a month after Meghan welcomed her first child, a baby boy named Riley. Plot details surrounding the singer's new comedy series have not been released, and there's no word if it will feature her actor husband, Daryl Sabara. And cast of the crews of The Conners are mourning the death of a crew member. According to the representative for Warner Entertainment, which produces the popular sitcom, the crew member passed away on the set after suffering a medical emergency. TMZ reported that the unfortunate incident took place when the crew member was on stage 22 of the CBS Studio Center, where they were filming for the show's final day of production for season 3. The news outlet stated that studio paramedics were called immediately, but the crew members were not able to resuscitate. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Following the heartbreaking incident, star Michael Fishman took to his Instagram account to pay tribute to the crew member. He reposted a post from another grieving crew member, which read, quote, "Yesterday we lost a dear member of our audio crew, Terrell Richmond. Today we shoot our final episode of The Conners, Season 3, in loving memory of a lovely man, unquote. The Conners Season 3 premieres on October 21st, 2020. The Roseanne spinoff also starred John Goodman, Laurie Metcalf, Sarah Gilbert, Lisey Gorison, and Emma Kenney, and more. In 2018, Roseanne Barr was fired from a new take on Roseanne over her controversial comments on Twitter. And Nicki Minaj's mother has filed a lawsuit against the man charged with killing her husband in a hit-and-run last month. The Starship Star's 64-year-old father, Robert Mirage, died on February 12 when he was struck by a car between Rosslyn Road and Raff Avenue in Nassau County, New York, with the driver of the vehicle that hit him allegedly fleeing the scene. Charles Polovich, who's 70, later turned himself into police in connection with the incident and was charged with 2 felonies, including leaving the scene of an incident involving death of a person and tampering with or suppressing physical evidence. Nikki's now widow mother, Carol Mirage, filed documents to sue Polovich in state Supreme Court, where she is seeking $150 million. Demi Lovato's upcoming album features collaboration with Saweetie and Noah Cyrus. The 28-year-old singer recently told the New York Times that Dancing with the Devil, The Art of Starting Over, features a tune with Ariana Grande. And now Demi has told Paper Magazine that the record also includes duet with Saweetie on My GF or My BF and Noah. Now, Ariana provided backing vocals on Met Him Last Night, while Demi previously released Sam Fisher's duet, What Other People Say, will also be on the LP. And over the past couple of days, Demi has been sharing brief preview clips of the instrumentals to the songs of her social media pages. It's already known that there's a track called Melon Cake, which is about taking back control, and is named after the watermelon and fat-free cream she would be given instead of a birthday cake. And California Sober, which is described as strummy mid-tempo, reflects where she is in her sobriety. The follow-up to 2017 Tell Me You Love Me, which is released on April 2nd, is set to act as a companion to her upcoming Michael D. Ratner-helmed documentary series, Demi Lovato, Dancing with the Devil, which explores aspects that led to the singer's nearly fatal overdose in 2018 and her awakening in the aftermath. Katy Perry excited fans, which she randomly mentions about a possible collaboration with fellow singer Taylor Swift. Katy made the comments in the Monday, March 22nd episode of American Idol, where she served as one of the judges. And following a great duet performance by contestant Althea Grace and Camille Lamb, who sang Leslie Gore, You Don't Own Me, Katy gushed over them. She said, quote, "That's what queens do," before announcing that both of them were sent to the next round. The performance apparently was so stunning that it prompted the firework hitmaker to think, what could it be if she collaborated with the Cardigan songstress? Can you imagine if Taylor and I worked together, what we could do? And that's what she was asking fellow judges Luke Bryan and Lionel Richie. The hypothetical question quickly sparked chatter on Twitter, with fans of both Katy and Taylor wishing the collaboration would really happen. Katy and Taylor used to be beefing for years before the singer eventually buried the hatchet in 2018, when Katy sent a beautiful note and an olive branch to Taylor on opening night of Taylor's Reputation Stadium tour. The duo also appeared together in Taylor's You Need to Calm Down music video. Johnny Depp and Alice Cooper supergroup The Hollywood Vampires has scrapped their summer European tour due to COVID-19 concerns. The band had previously scheduled dates to August and September, but because of safety concerns surrounding the pandemic, the tour has been canceled. A statement read, "We are beyond disappointment to announce that The Hollywood Vampire must cancel our scheduled UK European tour this summer." And they've been trying to make it happen, but unfortunately, due to the uncertainty of COVID-19 travel restrictions, it's just not possible. And they said also, "Thank you for understanding, and we will be back rocking with you once the world returns to normal," unquote. The news comes as Depp is still embroiled in two lawsuits, both linked to allegations he abused his ex-wife Amber Heard. The actor is fighting to overturn a libel ruling against him in the UK and land a retrial against the Sun newspaper, and he's also suing Heard for defamation in the U.S. The European tour was originally set to support of the band's second studio album, Rise. And Elton John has recruited Dua Lipa and Neil Patrick Harris to help celebrate the 2021 Oscar with a live stream pre-party special. The rock legend has been hosting his annual Elton John AIDS Foundation Academy Awards event for the last 29 years, but with the ongoing COVID concern, he's declared to mark the run-up to Hollywood's Big Show on April 25th with a virtual countdown bash. Actors Harris will co-host a one-hour party with Elton and his husband, producer David Furnish, while Dua will be among the performers, with others set to be announced in the upcoming weeks. The event will stream at four different time zones to line up with each region's Oscar broadcast, with North America taking place live at 7 p.m. Eastern on April 25th, just before the awards take place in Los Angeles. And airing for Europe and Australia and New Zealand will take place on April 26th at 7 p.m. local time, and North American viewers offer a final repeat at 10 p.m. Eastern. Each streaming session will have room for 100,000 attendees, with tickets costing $19.99. For tickets and more information, visit Ticketmaster. Well, that's going to do it for me for this week. Tune in next time when we do it all over again. You've been listening to That's Entertainment. I'm your host, Tammy Jones Gibbs. Have a great week. Stay safe, and I'll talk to you next time. Take care.